Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we take a look at a video game that has come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is Peter.
Peter, I understand you've been going block crazy.
Oh.
Right?
Brick crazy.
Bricking it.
Lego. I've been bricking it with Lego Star Wars.
The
Skywalker Saga.
Yeah.
You have to be specific because there are a lot of Lego Star Wars games
there
at this point.
Certainly are. So this has just come out.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, sort of put the developers through kind of crunch hell, right?
Yeah.
But is it worth the amount of time that they didn't see their families is the question that I want to know.
Well, no. No game is probably ever worth the crunch that goes into making it. But I can understand now why there was such crunch. So when this was happening, I was like, Jesus, it's only a Lego game. Calm down. Like, right. What's going on? This game is huge. It is, like, packed with content, far more than I expected. And I was already primed to expect that there would be quite a lot to this game, not only because of the crunch, but because they've been actively saying this game is the biggest Star Wars game, the biggest Lego game we've ever made.
Okay.
But even with all that in mind, I've been surprised at how much there is. I mean, broadly, just in terms of the overall kind of feel of the game, it's very funny, it's very charming, it's very pretty. You know, you kind of think, in some ways, when you look at the Lego games now, you're like, yeah, okay, those are the Lego games, that's how they've always looked. But if you look at footage of the old Lego games, particularly, like, obviously there's been a bit of footage of the old Star Wars games going around recently, and yeah, like, it's night and day, you know. There's kind of a sheen on everything, so it looks like it's made of plastic. They've even got the, I think are they called something like mold lines or something? You know, when stuff has been made in a plastic mold, it has like a thin line going around
right. It,
where I think two halves have been put together. Mm. A lot of the Lego pieces and like bits and bobs just have things like that. So, you know, that's like a silly extra detail that like you would never even think to put on.
That's crazy.
So the attention to detail is great. But yeah, more to the point, it's huge, this game. So what we're looking at now is footage of me playing through the first movie. I've been playing chronologically within the story as opposed to the order of release. So it's Phantom Menace. And I find that, like, the story, you can get through, you know, each film in, like, half an hour or something. They're not complicated. In fact, there's a lot of glossing over certain things, as is often the way with Lego games.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that a lot of the action is set in levels that are way bigger than they need to be.
Right.
So you can go from point to point, and it has like kind of map markers or like nav points now, so that you can actually see where to go, because they are that big that you could potentially get a bit lost if it was just, you know, you would, it's certainly in the older Lego Star Wars games, it was obvious where you had to go because you were in one area and you have to just get to the next area.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're in, you know, huge city streets or big deserts or whatever, so you could potentially go wandering off. And they filled these levels with, obviously, the usual kind of collectibles you would expect from the game, all the little studs, which are kind of in-game currency.
Mm-hmm.
There are bonus side missions, there are, like, secondary objectives, there are little puzzles and things. You've got the usual mechanic where certain characters have certain abilities. So in order to get through a specific door, you might need a certain kind of droid and things like that. But they've taken it further, and there are things like characters who they're clearly side quest givers, but you can't speak to them unless you're using a character that can speak that language in Star Wars land.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of ways that they kind of require you to have certain characters in a level to fully complete it. You can play through the films in any order, or you can play through the trilogies in any order, but you have to play the first, second, and third of each trilogy in that order. I started with the prequels. There are a couple of caveats, I think. I would say that in some ways, I don't know if it was necessary to make the game this big. Like, I'm enjoying it, and I know that I'm going to feel like I'll be able to get hours and hours out of this, and it will be a great time. Mm-hmm. But when you say, like, was it worth the crunch? I don't think it was. Like, people would have accepted a smaller product than this, basically. So it's not to say that what they've created isn't great, because it is. There's very little wrong with it, I think, but it's just, you do have to wonder, like, did they have to do this and put their developers through hell?
Yeah, that's the thing. It was only meant as a flippant comment, obviously.
No,
but it has been widely reported that they really did. They were worked so hard on this game.
Well, it was delayed, and they went a while without even saying what the release date was to begin with, and then even when they did, it got delayed. So, I mean, it's not normally the kind of thing we would talk about in a Quipscope.
No, not necessarily.
But I just thought, that was one thing I wrote down in my notes. Like, in terms of actual negatives, there aren't that many. I had one moment of a bit of slowdown where I was sprinting through a city, and it was probably trying to load what was in front of me, and it was going probably quicker than it might have thought I would. And maybe the story modes are a bit hand-holdy. It doesn't just have a marker way off in the distance on what it is that you're going to, like a character or whoever you need to go and speak to next. But it will have every sort of 10 meters, there'll be a little tiny glowy kind of waypoint that you reach each one. It will set the next one. Mm-hmm. So it really walks you through these towns and stuff. You can probably even turn that off, but it's on by default. And, it's like... I'm pretty sure I can manage to go towards just that icon in the distance. So,
are you sure?
Maybe it gets harder, who's to say. And I would also say there's probably too much HUD. There's a lot going on. Okay. There are little tooltips. Maybe some of it is because I'm still in my first hour or two, and those will then go away. Mm. Little help boxes and things. But particularly in the when I was doing towards the end of The Phantom Menace, when Anakin is in the starfighter and goes up into space, there was a lot on screen. There was an awful lot on screen, and I was like, you might as well crop off the about 10% of the screen. I would be missing nothing, because that's where all the action's focused. But it's a lot of fun, this game. There are, as I say, vehicular levels where you're in ships. You do the pod race. You go in the Bongo submarine. Mm-hmm. This is all, of course, just the first film, so God knows what else there's going to be. But what I take away most from this, as a Star Wars fan particularly, is the level of kind of fan service and some of the stuff that you can really notice if you're very into the franchise. So the voice cast is fantastic. They've got people from the animated shows to come and reprise the characters. So it's almost like, although you don't have the actual movie cast, it still feels like, oh, they got quote unquote the actual voice of that character,
if
you're into it to that level. But some of the deep cuts into Star Wars, I'm learning stuff that I didn't know about, and I consider myself a bit of a nerd to the franchise. But apparently in the background of The Phantom Menace, there's this gray black C-3PO style protocol droid. It's just some background character. Later on in a reference book, they gave it a backstory, and it's called Nobot, or the Ghost Droid.
Okay.
And it's just this robot that wanders around Tatooine, and apparently on it is an audio recording of its master, this woman, just being murdered.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's from a comic. And people on Tatooine don't know whether the droid murdered her or if it was just present when she was killed. Jesus. And it's just gone haywire.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And that character is in the game as like ghost droid. It's in like a haunted house, and to like take that as just as an example, to take that character and be like, right, we're going to build a side quest about this weird ghost droid. Yeah. You know, they're really, you can see that they have at least used those crunch hours well for what it's worth.
Yeah,
they've
right.
really like got the most out of their team. So
jeez.
Yeah, other than that, there's I should just say there are new mechanics such as fast travel. Mm-hmm. So you have you can go off the beaten path while you're playing through a story mission from a specific film, or there's a free roam mode. But in both of those, you can decide to fly off to a planet or visit a different area of the planet that's not relevant to the story you're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And what else is there? There's the combat is a lot deeper as well than what I expected. So you can do sort of combos and right. seemingly, so far, I believe everyone has a ranged and close-up attack, which is kind of tricky to like work into the characters of some of these, you know, people from Star Wars. So I think like little boy Anakin just throws junk at people for his ranged attack.
Okay.
And obviously just punches people close up. Jar Jar like uses his tongue. It's kind of creepy and weird.
That's not nice.
No, not at all. But yeah, so they've seemingly so far added a close up and ranged attack for every character, which is good. I guess the one other thing I would say that I find a bit negative on the subject of Jar Jar Binks is that I'm not one of the people who thinks Jar Jar is the worst thing that's happened to Star Wars, and I can watch The Phantom Menace and not find him irritating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he's the key to all this, but I'm okay with him.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
However, in the game, the cutscenes, because they are really, really like flying through the story at times, and they've condensed down, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes of what would be conversational scenes from the movie into a 2-minute conversation. You kind of have to just keep track of like, okay, where are we at now? How much have they skimmed over? And all the time that stuff is happening, Jar Jar or whoever, you know, I'm sure it'd be other people in different films, but there is just stuff happening in the background of cutscenes all the time. So I'm trying to listen to like which conversations are being rushed through to keep track of where we are in the story. And in the background of every single scene, Jar Jar is like fighting people and like falling off cliffs and screaming.
Right.
And it's a bit distracting.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's going to be appealing to particularly like more younger players and stuff, but you know, and generally speaking, the humor in the cutscenes is great. There are some like really funny moments, yeah, I mean, he has genuinely been like distracting me from some of the dialogue.
Oh dear.
But you know, the worst I can say about the game is that it's arguably too big, and the developers went through hell for a game that could have been smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sometimes it's a bit kind of chaotic in cutscenes, and that's about it. Yeah.
Is this the ultimate Lego game, would you say?
It's certainly the ultimate Lego Star Wars game. Mm-hmm. And I think so far, it's the ultimate Lego game. Admittedly, I've not played Lego games since their kind of peak movie franchise run, where they did Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, Star Wars. That was kind of my main era. I know since then they've been doing kind of more open world superhero ones and stuff like that, which I've not played. So admittedly, I can't make a direct comparison between how those open world or semi-open world games compare to this semi-open world game. Maybe it's not as new to the franchise as it seems to be. But certainly, if you've not played a Lego game for a while, since, you know, maybe since the Star Wars games themselves, or, you know, Harry Potter or something like that, then this will, in some ways, feels like quite a new approach. Yes, you've got characters made of Lego, and you can build stuff to solve puzzles, but and you know, many characters to switch between with abilities, but those are about the only things that tie into the kind of early form of the Lego games. You know, everything else feels quite new and cutting edge in that sense. So yeah, the open world and the fast travel and the side quests and all that, it feels fresh and exciting.
Excellent.
So yeah, it's a big plus from me. Big thumbs up.
Well, it's available now on pretty much everything.
Yeah,
I think.
I've been playing PS5, but I think it's on last gen as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Xbox, PlayStation, probably Nintendo. I've not checked, actually, but it wouldn't surprise me if... I think it is available on Switch.
Right.
But I can check that now while you perhaps have just enough time left to say...
Well, it's time to get to the quip, which is our favourite part of these videos. It is called Quipscope, after all. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, more like Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Lager.
Yeah.
Because you just got to drink it in, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drink it in.
Absolutely. It is available on PC and Switch as well.
Excellent.
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, more like... let's go, Star Wars, the Skywalker
Whoa.
Saga. You did a good job, and I hope all your staff are okay.
Nice. Mm. That's good. I like the concern there as well. Lego
Thanks.
Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga, more like Echo Star Wars, the Skywalker Saga.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. I'm just going
to
nip that in.
Wait
no
around
one's gonna,
for the weekend.
No one's
going to
no one's gonna understand that until later in the week.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for listening / watching, everybody. We'll have a Quipscope up a bit later on about Moss Book 2 for the PlayStation VR. So check that out. We'll catch you next time.
Brilliant.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.